down to the house to get something to eat. And when we go in down there and this cook didn't have the meal on the table, well, of course, we then proceeded to convince her that it had to be on the table, and we pulled our guns. And we would begin to fire in the floor, shooting in the floor around her feet. And she'd jump up and down and holler. And if she'd get by, she got out of there. But if she didn't, she just got a little fast on getting that dinner on the table. But if she got by us and got away, she'd go up and tell my mother, said, "Miss Randall," said, "those are the worst two boys I've ever seen in my life you got," said. "I just can't stay here." And they kept her eye on new cooks all the time. Although she did get a hold of one that finally stayed with us, we could shoot on her feet and she just worked right on. But anyhow, then we'd get ready, and by that time they'd be ready for us to go again. We'd load those wagons and start out. Well, they paid off every 2 weeks. And when they come in and pay those bills, or when we meet those payrolls and get them and get their bills, and we fill these orders, well, we worked right on through night and day. It didn't make any difference. We didn't stop. It wasn't no 8 hours, no 6 hour shifts. And it was from the time you started to you finish. You didn't quit until you had finished the job. If it took all night, you worked all night. Took all day and all night, you worked all day and all night, and on into the next day. And we went right on and got through with that job. Well, then when we'd get through with it, of course, then we would have plenty of time between paydays. And because the customers didn't come in, if they come in as emergency, and of course there'd be one of us around there where we could wait on them, and we'd wait on them. But then we'd have plenty of time for hunting, and we'd have plenty of time for fishing. And we hunted and fished lots. Of course, we broke every mule and horse they'd bring into that country there that they wanted broke. We'd break him to ride or either drive. And that kept us busy at times. These country people that had stock that they wanted broke, and they'd bring them in, or either we'd go get them and bring them in and break them. And then, of course, we had this riding and getting cattle in and so forth. And as I said back then a few minutes ago, and I'm kind of overlapping now on this, was those cattle back in 1928 when they was bringing 8 cents a pound. I wanted to get into that, and then it skipped my mind as I was talking along. But you know, along at that time we elected a man named Hoover as President of the United States. Well, when Hoover was elected President of the United States, of course, he told us he's going to put a chicken in every pot, an automobile in every garage. Well, he did that. He fixed it where you couldn't buy gasoline. In other words, you didn't have any money to buy gasoline with. And you had to put your car up, put your truck up. And then you had to go out in the yard and get your chicken and kill him to eat so you could get by. And he did that. But what I was getting to is this. At that time, well, the cattle were bringing, like it was here a while back, bringing a good price, around 58.5 cents a pound on foot. Well, back then, they was bringing 8 cents a pound on foot. Well, cattle got scarce on the market. There wasn't anybody carrying them in, and in fact, they wasn't getting back far enough to get them, and they just wasn't getting to the market, and they come down, and they offered me for a drove of cattle that I had accumulated, just a few at the time, and buying over the country, till I had accumulated 254 head of cattle. And I had them on what we call a TCI farm, which is an alfalfa farm that TCI used to operate to raise alfalfa to feed the mules when they had mules in the mine before they went to machines. And they had since gone to machinery and had taking the mules out of the mines, and of course they had no use for the alfalfa farm, and they shut it down, and it become open range. And of course the stock law was